Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, baby, it's your boy Tetra, and we got a special guest host. Her name's the Devil, but we'll get into that later. anyways,
hey, I just want to know what kind of girls do you like.
What?
What kind of girls do you like?
People that don't fuck black.
I'm not. Okay, I don't want to start the show angry, but this is what kind of people that Tetra likes. He just won't say it.
I love a drunk girl.
You guys already know, with the white pants, white shirt, white shoes, white glasses,
That's actually Doctor himself.
But today we have a special guest, like Tetra said.
We have a very special guest host.
Tell him your name, my lovely person.
Clarissa.
It's Clarissa.
You didn't play my song, by the way.
No, I was about... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to talk
about
it? Oh,
and I just want to say that I'm not the devil.
Yeah. You guys, if Clarissa... The hamburger at McDonald's, she'd be the McGorgeous.
Okay.
McGorgeous. Beautiful. Somebody just like threw some roses at me. You feel me? It's true. That's not even funny. That's a true statement.
No, but legitly, legitly,
when he farts, a rose pops out of his butt. Like, that's no joke.
That's how they got all the rose petals. But we don't have a lot of them. But
that's what happened when Clarissa.
Okay, okay.
When Clarissa first came, Blas farted and the rose popped out, and he gave it to her. And she was
real quick. I don't, Clarissa.
It's because when the gorgeous walked into the room.
Why do you hate me right now?
I don't hate you.
I want you to know something. Before we came on the air, these guys were like fighting. They were like,
there's so much animosity towards me right now.
And Dr. Bones over here couldn't stop laughing.
I couldn't stop laughing. It was great. I mean, Tetra has the best comeback, and so does Clarissa. Sometimes. No, it was
really, hey.
Sometimes, but not really.
No, it was really good. No joke. It was good. But yeah, guys, you probably think of yourself. What's Clarissa doing here? This is why she's here.
What is she?
She's the president of the jazz choir at Maryville High School.
Okay.
She's the president.
That's great.
That's great. Congratulations. From like 6 months ago.
Oh, can I get a round of applause?
Yeah. Beat those cakes, Mickey.
Beat that for Mickey. Give it to him, Mickey.
Beat those cakes, Mickey.
Anyway.
That was Mickey slapping his butt cheeks together, guys.
That dude can smack him.
Anyway,
Mr. Goss is hunting in the forest with a shotgun. Nah, but seriously.
I saw him, dude. He, like, lost an arm.
Seriously?
Come on, guys.
All right, look. Tonight we're going to have Aaron Rocha on, another YouTube Showcase, another one. Last week we had Hannah Mulholland on. That was beautiful, Tedra, wasn't it?
Dude, that made me cry, and I cried out of my eye.
Like, she was, I cry out of my eye.
And I do not lie.
And I like pie, you know, so we do.
I'm a guy.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
She is super excited to be on. We're excited to have her, too, aren't we?
Yeah, she sounded really cool.
She sounds super cool. And, I mean, Jim's been working hard on this one. He's been working hard on all these things, so we applaud Jim.
You guys, like, if you guys ever see Jim, and you're never going to because he's always in his office.
Exactly.
Well, like, just give him a kiss on the cheek. And if he's not cool with that, he'll let you know. But
he'll let you know because he has arms the size of, like,
Alaska.
Exactly.
Alaska.
Arms the size of Hawaii. That's beautiful.
It's not that big. But
not that big, but he's pretty big and white. Anyway, Tetra, I never told you this. Me and Clarissa, we have a gay math teacher. Never seen
you?
That?
We have a
gay math teacher. We never seen that, huh?
Is that one math teacher still there? That one black one?
Miss Fluker?
Miss Pete or something like that.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you remember Miss Tandenblah? She's like your favorite.
Ah, yeah. I hate her lip hair, dude. Like, girls aren't supposed to have lip hair. Do you guys remember that time when she had the slit in her butthole and you could see her pants?
Dude.
You can see those things flapping around. Every time you took a step, you see your butt cheeks flapping again.
Did rose petals fall?
Nah, man, that's gross.
That's disgusting. Oh.
Anyways,
gross.
Guys, we got a great show today.
We have a great show. Nothing about sweaty butts or anything.
Nope.
Oh, it's a lot better than that, but
kind of.
Calm down. Calm down, Clarissa. Take a chill pill.
You breathe.
I am trying to. I mean, Boss comes out here throwing sweaty buttholes around. You know, I can't get serious. I did not want the show to be like this. It's dirty.
Yeah, you guys. So we're gonna have her on tonight, and she's gonna sing a few songs. We're gonna ask you a few questions. Who's gonna sing another song?
It's gonna be good. She's gonna sing like 50 songs, and you guys are gonna love it.
Yeah, we're gonna be out at 12 o'clock tonight, guys.
I want to say something too.
50 songs.
I want to say something too. Jim talked to us last night. We had a sit down talk with Jim. You know why? Because
what?
Somebody apparently didn't like the show last night. They thought we were too mean.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They thought we were too mean to him, and we got, like, slapped on the wrist by Jim.
But I was like, hey, bro, come at me. I'm a grown man.
We're a grown man. I mean, even Aaron Rocha, who was on tonight, she was like, you gotta be serious with these kids, you know?
You know what I mean? Like, okay, so I'm like, pretend he wanted to go on American Idol. He's going to embarrass himself in front of millions of people. I let him know that. You know, I mean, he could play the guitar. It could be like a lead guitar.
His guitar playing was amazing. I can say that. Because, like, it sounded like he was playing two tones at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his singing was off key.
You know?
Well, yeah,
I wasn't on yesterday's show then.
Yeah, you missed it because you would have tore him up. And it would have been bad.
Hey, yo, fool. I was kidding.
What?
What?
I have no idea.
Nothing, man.
I have no idea. Let's get Miss...
Oh, wait. I want to say something.
Oh, say it. Say
I want to give a shout-out to Yaya because today's her birthday.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys. All right,
but seriously.
Happy birthday, Melissa. You know what I'm saying?
You know what he's saying. All day, every day. Come squeeze his pecs because... They'll shoot presents at you. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. But let's do Aaron Rocha. Let's get her on.
Hey, you know, let me see. I don't even know.
You don't even know, but you're going to set it up.
Hey, I'm going to try to set this up real quick, guys.
All right, cool. We'll be here. I'll be talking to Clarissa. Why'd you say Mr. Goss has one arm?
Because I saw him running through the forest with that one chick from school.
From Narnia?
From Narnia.
That big giant?
Oh, that girl was in the background.
Oh, yeah. What
no,
else?
But this girl, Stubby, was, like, running with her.
Stubby?
Stubby, that girl with the one arm at our school.
She's about to have a baby. It's going to be, like, a little nugget.
Yeah. Probably, like, Senior God's long-lost daughter.
Guys, if you guys don't know this, because most of you guys don't go to Marysville or anything, but there's this girl at school, and she has one arm, and she's having a baby. I mean, first of all, I don't know how it's physically possible. It's possible, but, like, maybe she was punching the guy in the face while it was happening. I don't know what's going on with that little arm.
With one arm.
Hey, doctor.
Oh, yes, sir.
You already know, baby.
We have Aaron Rocha on, is that correct?
Yeah, Aaron Rocha.
Oh, Rocha.
Yeah.
Okay, Rocha, my bad. I've been saying Rocha this whole time.
No, I know.
I know, I'm sorry. We have this guy at our school, his name's Rocha, so I stopped.
He's a DJ.
I don't know if you guys are related or not, but
it's probably just saying it wrong.
It probably is. I'm gonna correct him. He's gonna beat me.
Should we just flap him to school tomorrow?
We should do it. I'm gonna do it, and it's gonna happen. But thank you so much for being on the show.
No, thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
No problem. It's cool. All right. So the first thing we always do, because I don't think anybody listening knows you, besides what we've talked about you. So can you tell the fans a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm 19 years old. I live in Connecticut. I go to Providence College. I'm a freshman this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's basically it. I mean, I started my YouTube account a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
kind of just as a gift to my sister when she went to college. And then I slowly started getting more views and more subscribers, so I made more videos, but I don't really, it's not a big, big thing yet.
Yeah. Well, Jim showed it to us, because, I like Lily Allen. Tetra, you like Lily Allen, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, I love Lily Allen. But anyway, because I was playing one time in the studio, and then he was looking at stuff because he wanted to start this YouTube thing, and then he found you, and he showed us, and we're like, that's what's up. We gotta get
that, that's amazing.
Yeah. we're going to get her on. So, yeah, we're glad to have you on, and you're going to be singing a little bit later, right?
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. It's cool. All right, so one thing, because we're still young. We're young lads. We're about to go to college. We're 18. Oh, I'm 18. Tetra, you're still 17, aren't you? He's a baby. He's 12. but how do you like college? How is it? Is it good?
Oh, yeah. It's so much nicer than high school.
It is?
Yeah.
What's some of your, fondest memories so far?
I don't know. Being able to wake up and hang out with friends until, the minute you fall asleep, which is something, I obviously never did in high school. And I don't know, it's just being away from home. You make your own little home there. And I actually joined an a cappella group this year, which is exciting because I get to sing songs rather than be in my room making noise.
Yeah, that's really cool. Tetra, do you have any questions for her?
Do you have an iPod?
I do have an iPod.
what kind of music do you have in your iPod?
I have, tons of music.
That's really specific.
what are you playing right now? What's your favorite thing you're playing?
My recently added is Young the Giant, which is a new band. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
I got to look them up now.
They have great music, and they are my recently added. I have a ton of Adele and, Ray LaMontagne and John Legend. All different types, slightly stupid.
Ooh, they're good.
I'm looking at it now.
Great band. All right, cool. How do you like the a cappella group? How's it doing today? Is that cool?
Yeah, it's really cool. Our group, instead of having, a set thing for everyone to sing,
uh-huh.
we just, throw a YouTube video on or a song, and we just, each of us just pick apart the individual song, and we just start making, we just start making music immediately when we're hearing it. So it's, really raw and really cool. And I don't know, it's something that, I did in high school and I knew I wanted to do in college, but it's, so much cooler in college.
Yeah, that's really cool. Clarissa, yeah. Do you have a question for her?
Yeah. Oh, well, you guys didn't even introduce me to her.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Aaron, this is Clarissa.
Yeah, we have our jazz choir president
here. Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I think it's really cool that you're an a cappella group, by the way. Me and Tyler were talking about that, too, and we kind of want to join one next year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. If you could join it, it'd be awesome. It's really
yeah.
fun.
You could.
No, we will. Don't worry.
We'll make our own.
Yeah.
I just want to, what's your favorite artist?
Or
do you have any favorites, or do you just like everyone?
I like all different types. It depends on my mood, I guess, but I really like Alicia Keys and Adele and, Ray LaMontagne. Basically.
Pretty much the ones you just said.
Has anyone ever told you that you sound like anybody, a famous singer or something?
Some people say Christina Aguilera, depending on the song.
Not the Super Bowl one, though, right?
Not the Super Bowl one, no.
Okay.
Unless they are, and I'm just thinking that it's a compliment. But no, that's pretty much it. But people, because I'm 4'11", so people usually just comment on how, I'm so tiny, and then a huge voice comes out of me.
Mm.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start this off. Can you sing one of the first songs?
Yeah, I'll sing Smile right now.
All right, cool.
All right.
Cool.
When you first left me, I was wanting more, but you were fucking that girl next door. What'd you do that for? When you first left me, I didn't know what to say. I've never been on my own that way, just sat by myself all day. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan, and it's only because you're feeling alone. At first, can I see you cry? Yeah, it makes me smile. Yeah, it makes me smile. At worst, I feel bad for a while, but then I just smile. I go ahead and smile. Whenever you see me, you say that you want me back. And I tell you it don't mean jack. No, it don't mean jack. I couldn't stop laughing. No, I just couldn't help myself. See, I messed up my mental health. I was quite unwell. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan, and it's only because you're feeling alone. At first, when I see you cry, yeah, it makes me smile, yeah, it makes me smile. At worst, I feel bad for a while, but then I just smile, I go in and smile. At first, when I see you cry, you make me smile, you make me smile. At worst, I feel bad for a while, but then I just smile, I go ahead and smile. La 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 la.
That was good. That was great.
Hey, doctor.
I'm clapping. What?
Can you give me a mop for all these tears of joy?
Thank you. That was really good, Ann.
Thank you.
No problem. How'd you like it, Clarissa? Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
That was good. Okay, a question I have. Get back to the question. How did you know that you could first start to sing? You said this on the bio on the website, but for all the people that haven't read it, like, how did you get your start, like, knowing you could sing?
Well, it's like really funny. I used to watch that show Gullah Gullah Island. I don't know. When I bring this up, some people don't even know what the show is.
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know what it is.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, we're kind of close to the same age, but I've never seen that show in my life.
Okay, well, it was like really good. It's on Nick Jr. and I used to watch it with my sister. And it had like all this different type of music, like really cool beats, like kind of Jamaican music. And I was like watching one day and I like knew the song or whatever, and I like started singing it and like I guess imitating the woman. And then I realized, I was like, oh, I could hit all these notes. And then from basically then on, like I just kept on singing. And like my mom always played music around the house and like in the car, and so like I was constantly singing. But I guess that's when I realized, I was like, this is fun.
That's cool.
Maybe we can give our friend Curtis Craig some lessons, you know?
I heard him actually. I listened to the show yesterday.
Yeah, about that guy. But anyway, this is the question I have. Is like music something you want to pursue like as a career later on in life, or?
I mean, I think that I'll always be doing something with music, but like, I'm obviously going to school to, get a job and do something, I guess, serious. But I can't say that like I'll stop singing or something, you know.
So what are you going to school for?
English and secondary ed, so hopefully, like, a high school English teacher.
That's good. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. High school's the best.
Thank you, students.
You should try for, like, American Idol or something.
You should.
Yeah.
You should live those too. You should legitimately do it. It'd be good.
I could get some tips from, Hannah.
You should. Hannah, you should. Echo's great.
I know. She's excellent.
Yeah, she was really good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So your second song you'll be singing is Adele. What's it called again?
Rolling in the Deep.
Rolling in the Deep. That's right. Her album just came out, didn't it? Tuesday?
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, it's really good. It's off her album 21, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yes.
And that song you're going to be singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So let's start it up.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and tell me out and I'll lay your feet bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. Because of your love, they leave me restless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you have my heart inside your hands, and you played it to the beat, baby. I've heard one of you and I'm gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair, making a home down there cause mine too won't be sad. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking now we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me restless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you have my heart inside your hands, and you paid it to the fee. Let it all. Rolling in the deep.
My heart.
real quick, guys. I gotta pick up my guts because she busted him.
That was even better. I didn't think you could top Smile, but you killed it with Rolling Deep by Adele.
I'm not gonna lie. With that high note you kept hitting, you broke my glasses. In a good way, though.
Oh, sorry.
Do people trip out when they hear you sing because you're, so small?
Yeah, they always comment. They're like, I can't believe that such a big voice came out of little girl. I'm like, yes or no.
That's cool. Well, we're running low on time, but we thank you, so much for being on the show. This is, really
thank
fun.
You so much. This was great.
No problem.
You're the bee's knees.
You're the bee's knees. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, good night. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, was that great or was that great?
Yeah.
I mean, was that awesome or was that awesome?
I think it was awesome.
Can it get any better?
I think she was pretty much the cat's pajamas.
I mean, live performances-wise, her and Hannah are up there. Hannah, her, what else have we had?
We had
Kima Watanabe, he's up there too. He was really good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Guys, next week Thursday, because I don't know how long we're going to do this YouTube thing. We just want to try it out. We have it lined up for the next 3 weeks for YouTube people, so... Next week we're gonna be doing our first international interview. It's a guy from England.
Yeah, United Kingdom, right?
United Kingdom, exactly. His name is it is a hard name. I don't even want to say it right now. It starts with a
don't even try to murder it.
Gregory. It's not Gregory, but it's something like that. Anyway, but he sings
Gregito.
Gregito. No, but he sings an amazing cover of The Cave by Mumford and Sons. This dude's gonna tear it up next week, I promise.
You know, hey doctor.
Yo.
Speaking of YouTube, people stars on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at this video called The Adventures of Santiago,
uh-huh.
And those guys killed it, bro.
Huh?
That's the funniest video I've ever seen. There's these, three handsome guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this one little Mexican one who doesn't speak English.
He doesn't speak English at all. He's reading off a card.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you guys should check that out, Adventures of Santiago. If you guys are listening,
you should, guys. It's pretty great.
I hear it's good. I've never seen it, but I hear it's good. So
heard it from me.
I heard it from him. So if you guys are listening, check it out. But once again, props to Aaron Rocha. That was magnificent. What do you think?
How do you think her last name is pronounced?
Oh, it's not even Rocha. It's Rocha.
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 Dude, let's go up to Mr. Rocha. I'm like, hey, stupid.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at Mr. Rocha, even though I have no classes with him. I'm like, hey, Rocha. It's not Rocha. I'm gonna scream at him.
I want to walk up behind him when he's teaching and, gently scrape his shoulder. I'm like, your name's Rocha.
And then he starts busting out in tears. He starts weeping. His nose knows that he's wrong.
It is Rocha. It is.
He'll know. He will know.
Yeah, he knows.
And then he'll just die. And then it'll be the end of him. But
Clarissa, what'd you think of what just happened?
I thought she was really, really good. I was like, what?
I'm not going to say you pretty much asked the same question that I did. But what you asked, what was the artist?
Oh, yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
It wasn't the same question, but, you know what I mean? What was on her iPod? It was pretty much, yeah.
Okay, I asked who her
you
favorite
too.
Was.
It was a great question.
Okay.
It was a great question. I'm sorry. Can you not yell at me?
Gosh, what's going on?
Guys, you don't understand. When these two get together, it's like fire and ice. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
We make smoke, guys. Apparently.
Guys,
I
smoke
didn't see
is
nothing
blind.
When we're around.
Everyone
just
angel.
Goes blind.
Who goes blind, Mr. God?
With one arm.
Because he shot himself with the stupid gun.
With the stupid telegun he made himself.
He saw his daughter, Stubby, too.
Tetra, I never told you. Okay, I'm going to tell you something horrible. Tetra, you ready for this? This is straight from Clarissa's mouth, okay? This is straight from her mouth. There's this girl at our school, right? She has one arm, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's having a baby. She's pregnant. Right?
Oh, my.
Right?
Okay. How's she going to hold her baby?
Listen. Anyway, Clarissa said the baby's going to come out and make a little nugget. It's going to have no arms and no legs.
It's a chicken nugget.
You
remember that one girl? I'm sorry, guys. Remember that one girl she wasn't on crutches, but she was on things for her arms? And yeah. she jerked every time she walked.
She leaves 2 minutes early, dude.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm not gonna I've always wanted to just kick her, not kick her, but
so
kick
mean,
one of those
dude.
Things, you know what I mean?
Dude, that's cold blooded. We have 14 seconds left. This is Dr. Bone.
We already know, baby, it's your boy Tetra.
and Clarissa or whatever else he was on the call.
All day, keep the change, all day. It's not even playing, but
thanks
keep
for
the
having
change.
Me, guys.
You guys know. Deuces.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.